Hello and welcome to another episode of Public Domain Classics with your host, Tony Lowe. This is our holiday special. We'll be looking at and hearing a reading from A Visit from St. Nicholas, more commonly known as The Night Before Christmas or Twas the Night Before Christmas. It was first published anonymously under the title Account of a Visit from St. Nicholas in 1823, and later attributed to Clement Clark Moore, who claimed authorship in 1837. It is also attributed to Henry Livingston, Jr. The poem has been called arguably the best-known verses ever written by an American, and is largely responsible for some of the conceptions of Santa Claus from the mid-19th century to today. It has had a massive effect on the history of Christmas gift giving and what we think about Christmas time visitors. The poem is read and recited in numerous Christmas films, including The Santa Claus, 1994, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation in 1989. But what makes this poem so special and beautiful? Perhaps it is because it goes beyond the lyrical phrasing and merry images. The poem touches an emotion at the heart of your family's grandest traditions. And now, a reading of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." "Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out of the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of a new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with obstacle bound to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too, and then in a twinkling heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to work, and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like down with a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Thank you once again for listening to Public Domain Classics with your host, Tony Lowe. Please like, subscribe, and listen. But most of all, keep on reading. Thank you and goodbye.